you're tuned into the Teen Christian Podcast. Today we'll be talking about teens' prayer life. We will be interviewing local teens to learn more about how they pray and then ask them some questions about their prayer life. We'll ask multiple questions and give honest feedback to the teenagers and whether or not we relate to them. Let's get into it! Hello, how are you today?
I'm good.
Do you mind if we ask you a few questions about your prayer life?
Yes. No.
Okay. Our first question is. Why do you pray?
Well, I pray because it helps me communicate with God about my problems and my life. I also pray because it helps me ground myself in my religion, and it helps me to communicate myself.
When did you realize that prayer was important to you?
I realized prayer was important to me after seeing it in effect in other people's lives. Yeah, conclusion.
How often do you pray?
I pray every day. About everything. My life, my school, my home, my friends, etc.
Do you pray about your problems?
Yes, I pray about my problems.
What are some problems you face?
Some problems I face are school.
School.
Shut up.
We need to edit all of this. Okay, Virginia, ask your question.
Okay.
Okay, so when do you realize that prayer was important to you?
What are some other ones?
Okay, this one.
Wait, he's here.
I texted you.
How have you seen?
Why are you still recording? Can't you pause it?
I can't. I have to edit all this.
What are you using?
Have you seen a change when you pray?
Yes, I have seen change when I pray.
So what are some of the changes that you're seeing? Hello. So far?
Great. Some change I have seen.
What happened?
Cindy's having a podcast about prayer, and she's quizzing me.
Well, you I'm can't trying to go to keep nice Bible study.
But let me go for she's called on
me. Oh yeah, you that should.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, we need to edit all this.
Oh wait, what is it?
The question was, have you seen a change in the
grade? Oh
what
yeah.
What kind of change have you seen? Have you seen a change when you pray? If so, what kind of changes have you seen?
Changes I have seen when I've prayed. I was sick and I prayed that I would get better, and I got better.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel good because it shows that prayer works.
Exactly. Have you ever not felt like praying because you believe nothing was changing?
Yes, I have.
And when was that? Would you like to share that?
Sure. I lost my drive, like my computer drive, and I prayed that I will find it. And I didn't find it for 2 months. And I thought it was over, but then I found it at the end of the 2 months.
When you didn't find it at the time, you felt a little bit frustrated, right?
Yes, I did feel frustrated.
Thank you for joining our podcast. We really appreciate you. So have a good day.
Have a great day.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Angelique Lawrence. Wow.
And I would like to ask you some prayer questions.
Okay.
How often do you pray, Angelique?
I pray like at night, and I pray when it's really necessary, like when someone needs it and they've asked for it, or when I see someone struggling. So yeah.
How important is prayer to you?
Prayer is really important to me because it's a one-on-one conversation with God and you, and you need to like express yourself to Him sometimes, and just like He's the one you go to when you need help, and that's like your coping mechanism.
Do you pray for others?
Oh yes, all the time. I pray like when I see people in need, and like I pray when people are going through things, because like prayer is a really good way to like spread the word to God, to help people who don't usually pray, or to like guide them in a path where they can pray.
Okay, anyways, have you seen when you've prayed about things, have you seen the change occur, or like has there been no effect?
Like when I pray about family with illnesses, like I've seen them, their getting there to getting better. Like, I don't see an immediate effect, but I don't think prayer happens immediately. Like, it takes time, and you need to, like, keep praying on it and just make sure that you're building on that.
Have you ever not felt like praying because you believe nothing was changing?
Yeah, I felt like at a time where I was really, like, down, and I was praying to God to, like, help me through this and, like, why me?
So relatable.
Type of situation. I was like, why am I praying to someone who's not listening to me and who's not, like, making it work? But, like,
bye. It's okay. Everyone's going to be in it.
Where was I again?
Oh, like, when God hasn't, like, answered
your
prayers.
Oh, yeah, when he hasn't answered your prayers, like, I needed to get out of the fact that things aren't going to happen right then and right, like, now. So you need to wait, and you need to keep, like, praying for it, and you need to know that.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Sydney. I'm sorry you have to edit all this.
I probably have to edit it. Anyways.
So yeah, just like know that things don't happen right away and that you need time.
Oh, you're nasty. Okay, well, thank you, Angelique, for having us on this podcast.
And my gums spit out of my head.
Any last final remarks?
I hope you guys appreciated my time and wisdom. God bless. Peace and love in the universe.
Yeet. We surely did, so have a good day.